When was the last time you were concerned that you weren't going to make it to the toilet? I'm glad you're not asking me, and I'm glad you're not asking Big Fatty that question, because constantly.
I was going to say every minute.
Right.
He carries around a colostomy bag so he doesn't have to like even move.
Big Fatty, when was the last time you were concerned that you weren't going to make it to the toilet?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4118 of the BFO for right the 17th of November 2023. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, probably some voice letters, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Flushers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your right is going well. Y'all, you're flushers because y'all, this weekend on Sunday, and y'all, this information comes to me years ago from the turnip head up there in the northern Mexico. But Sunday is World Turnip Day. Big Fatty, every day is World Turnip Day at the Villa, and it's true. Y'all, if you want more information, you can go over to worldtoiletday.info, and it's all about pooping around the world. Yes, Big Fatty, or at least hopefully in the turnip.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
This weekend, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is on Saturday. Y'all, it's someone who has been around a long time listening to little shows. And y'all, she showed up. She showed up during the Pride 48 weekend. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, Big Fatty, of course, stuck his foot in his mouth and asked if she was still married to Big Fatty's European immigrated straight boyfriend, and she said she is not. And so, Big Fatty, that's a grandfather joke. Well, it's not that good. No, it's certainly not. But y'all, I am talking about none other than the one. And y'all, by the way, I made her I made her say the word that she hates to verify it was her. And y'all, of course, that word is panties. And y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Tara in Michigan. Big Fatty, we love Tara in Michigan. Do we know where she's from? No. And y'all, then on Sunday, celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal along with World Turlet Day, y'all just recently met him in the past, past year or so. y'all, he is the better half of the number three fan of the BFO for 2023. Y'all, and y'all, he's been here to the Villa. And y'all, just a delight. Just lovely, I tell you. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Not-So-Shy Tom. Big Fatty, we love Not-So-Shy Tom. It's true. So y'all, if you see Tara in Michigan, or Shy Tom on the Twitty, excuse me, the Twix, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools, or the, I don't know what else it is, but y'all, if you see them, wish them on the turlet. Wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Make a wish. Wish him a dream. Wish him a good heart. Send your wish. Well done. True.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I was out on my nipple walk on a Thursday morning, and all of a sudden the cameras here at the villa went off, and y'all, that Lesbyterian delivery service made a delivery, and y'all, I was not expecting anything, so y'all, I've pre-opened the box because it was all taped up and everything, but I hadn't looked at what's inside, but I felt around, and y'all, there was a card in there, and it says, a gift for you, thank you for you. Fanny, what the hell? It says, thank you for you, wonderful hospitality. Big Fatty, I know who this is from. From Captain D and Alan from the Uck. Big Fatty, and I'm quite sure that Captain D, yeah, you know, by the way, it's a great little seafood place. I know where Captain D went to school. So, Big Fatty. So I'm sure he sent that, but y'all, let's just open this up. I truly have no idea what this is, and let's just, oh, it's all wrapped up in that bubble wrap. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that's the boy in the bottle did that. All right, let's see what we got here, and where's the end of the bubble wrap, Big Fatty? Well, I don't see the end of it, y'all. It's just. It's never ending. Oh, it's a sleeve. Big Fatty, thank goodness you pre-opened the box. Oh, there it goes. 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 And y'all, it is a, it is, oh, it's in a, it's a bubble wrap bag. Big Fatty, wasn't that your stripper name back in high school? And it never gets old. No, it doesn't. All right, let's see. Oh, shit. Y'all, this thing is heavy. All right, let's just see. Oh, look at this. Well, Big Fatty, the villa just got nicer. It did. Y'all, it is a Waterford decanter. Y'all, Captain D and Alan and the Uck, this is, you know, Big Fatty's got the cheapo Amazon decanters. Y'all, this is Waterford. Big Fatty, that's a highfalutin. It is highfalutin. And Captain D and Alan, thank you so much. This is uncalled for. Big Fatty. That is absolutely gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. Y'all, I'll put a picture of it up on the BFO at noon today. Y'all, thank you so much for that. I'm not going to say you shouldn't have done that, cuz that makes the y'all, this is a good time to mention this. As we go into the holidays, don't say, "Oh, you shouldn't have done that." Y'all, that makes the giver feel you don't say that. It takes away from the good feeling the giver has to do something nice. So, Captain D and Alan, thank you so much for that. You're lovely. It's just lovely. And the calm, happy music, yes, it's just lovely. Lovely indeed. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I watched the, of course, watched the news and the Jeopardy, and y'all, then I watched the Survivor. Y'all, it was good. It was good. Y'all, if you hadn't seen it, go over there and watch the fish eyeballs. Biff, Fanny. And y'all, it's vulgar. It's just vulgar. But, y'all, slept like a baby on, hump day night. Woke up. Y'all, I didn't wake up until 7:15 a.m. in the morning. On Thursday morning, Big Fatty Miss Gail King waits for no one. Did not wait for Big Fatty. But, y'all, I recorded, and so I was able to see her from the start. And, so it was fun. It was wonderful. And y'all, I didn't do my puzzles. I did the Sudoku, but I didn't do the rest of my puzzles. Cause, Big Fatty, because why didn't I do them? Because I had things to go, places to go, people to see. And so y'all, I went out, did my morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the Big Circle, came back, and y'all, I sat down and did I do my puzzles then? I don't think I did. I think it was later in the afternoon, but it may have been that point in the morning. And y'all, I had a couple of the crema cookeries, delicious as always. And then I got my shirt, and it was all fire was off. Y'all, I had to go downtown. Big Fatty, you went downtown.
Lights are much brighter there.
Forget all your troubles. Forget all your cares. So go
downtown.
No, not that kind of downtown. I had to go to downtown Charleston. Y'all, a couple of pieces of Olive's artwork were up for consignment. And y'all, they both sold. So I had to go pick up the check. And while I was down there, I went by another one of the consignment shops that had some of his things, and a couple of them were in there, and a couple of them appeared to not be in there. And y'all, after that, I went and deposited the check into the estate bank account, came home, and y'all, that's when I did my puzzles. And y'all, I also, I was home by, this was before I went downtown. No, it wasn't. Big Fatty, you just really don't remember shit, do you? I don't. Anyway, this afternoon, y'all, I had cleaned out my refrigerator and I reorganized my freezer. Y'all, I took on the pantry. And Big Fatty, you went over to the Jaws apartment? No, not that pantry. the food pantry, oh, Big Fatty, here at the villa, and y'all, reorganized it. Y'all, it's just lovely. It's just lovely. And, y'all, then I sat down and did my puzzles, and y'all, while I was, doing my puzzles, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready for?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah! Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. This was a brand new gentleman caller. Y'all, 37-year-old, and y'all evidently likes The Walking Dead. Big Fatty, I didn't know he did. How did you know he liked that TV program? No, I was referring to me. But y'all, wanted to come try out the special chaya, and y'all, one thing led to another, and y'all, let's just say there was some humpity-bumpity and big fatty. Why? Is that why you're walking funny? Well, anyway. But, y'all, it was just lovely. And, y'all, he's already sent me a thank you message and said he wants to come back. So I will be more than happy to entertain him again in the future. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. A bishop advertises a job to ring a bell in his tower. The only job applicant is a hunchback with no arms. The bishop says, "How can you do the job? You can't pull the rope." And the hunchback says, "I have a plan, but we have to go to the top of the tower where the bell is." So they climb all the stairs to the top of the tower. And the bishop says, "Okay, show me your plan." The hunchback runs and jumps at the bell, striking it with his head. Sure enough, he rings the bell. The bishop says, "That's amazing. But you'll get a headache." The hunchback replies, "No problem, I'll get used to it." And he gets the job. One day, the hunchback decides to put a little extra into his bell ringing, so he steps back and then runs and jumps at the bell. And he hits it with his head, but he missed, slips and falls off the tower, plummeting to his death. A crowd gathers and a policeman arrives. A bystander asks, "Do you know this man?" The cop replies, "No, but his face rings a bell." Have a good day.
Yeah, Gussie B. Freddy, that's a good one. It is a good one. Oh, dear Gussie. Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. We always love a full right big kerfuffle. And y'all, I hope your weekend goes well. Y'all, my brother and sister-in-law and my youngest niece are going to be in town on Saturday. So I'll be spending some time with them. But, y'all, there is no variety at Fatty's, y'all. Y'all, we've decided to go to the cafeteria. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure they'll have soup. And just have some comfort food. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And, Big Ricky, anything on your mind?
Big Fatty, when was the last time you were concerned that you weren't going to make it to the toilet?
Well, the last time is right now after that gentleman called Big Fatty. You've made it, Volga.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.